lots of patients are on lots of drugs around the world, and some drugs work differently in some people compared with others. Now, part of that may be down to the fact we're all genetically different, and that means we're biochemically different too. But it turns out the bugs inside our guts could also be making a very dramatic difference to how different drugs work in each of us. There's a paper in Science this week by Harvard scientist Henry Hazer and his colleagues. What they've done is to look at the drug digoxin. It's a chemical which has its origins in foxgloves, and it's a cardiac medicine. It controls how fast the heart beats and how hard. What they have done is to look in mice when they give them this drug, and specifically they're looking at certain bacteria which the mice have in their guts, which can break down digoxin. So they take a group of mice and they colonise them with a bug called Agatella lenta, and this bug can break down digoxin. But one of the mice groups, they give a high-protein diet. The other group, they give a low-protein diet to. And they look in the blood of these animals at how much of this drug digoxin is in the blood. And there is a 100% difference between the two groups. You could say, well, that's just down to the fact that the diet is different. But what they have found is that this bug, Agatella lenta, which can break down digoxin, if the mouse is fed a high-protein diet, and specifically a diet that's got a lot of the amino acid arginine in it, this suppresses the bug's breaking down of the digoxin molecule. If the mice are fed a low-protein diet with very low levels of arginine in it, this switches on genes in the bug, making it start to digest digoxin and break it down. So that means that the dose going into the bloodstream is much lower. And they make the point that actually we don't know what happens in people. People all eat different diets, and it's very likely that people eating different diets are going to cause the bugs in their intestines to change their metabolism. And this could well be changing the way those bugs metabolise the drugs those people are on.
So it might be that we're prescribed particular diets alongside different medications in order to make sure that we get the optimum levels of treating whatever we're trying to treat.
Well, actually, yeah, hit the nail on the head. They conclude their paper in Science by saying, a comprehensive view of pharmacology includes the structure and activity of our resident microbial communities and a deeper understanding of their interactions with each other, with their host habitat, and here's your point, the nutritional milieu. So they're saying go away and test what is inside a person and how it is responding to the things they're eating. You may therefore have to tweak the drugs you give them to a certain extent to achieve optimal drug action.
I think that's going to be a lot of big studies there.